Hello and welcome back to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. And we are continuing our theme today along how to know God, how to get to know God, and the reality and importance to know God. We've been talking about that all week. And anyhow, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you are having a wonderful Thanksgiving day today. And may we all truly consider just how much we have to be thankful for. We are so abundantly blessed. Truly we are. And I want to exercise my heart in thankfulness today. I don't want to just let it be one day. I want to live a life of thankfulness. But it is good to set aside a day to consider the goodness of God and to exercise ourselves in thankfulness. That's not really my topic today. It maybe should be. Maybe I should have prepared for that and had a regular or genuine Thanksgiving inspiration. But that's not really where my heart has gone to. Today, I want to speak about getting to know God by the examples of godly men and women that have gone before us. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 reads, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Well, in that day, when Hebrews was written, they had a great cloud of witnesses, but our great cloud of witnesses is even so much greater. There have been so many godly men and women that have gone before us, and it is good for us to seek after these witnesses, to get to know them, to read their stories, to read their victories and their inspirations. I don't know if you're much of a historian. I really enjoy history. I enjoy reading books about long ago. And I would encourage you to do the same, to be reading and to be encouraged to strengthen your heart with the testimonies of those that have gone before and been faithful. We can read the scriptures. There are many, many in the scriptures, from Enoch to Noah to Abraham, Joseph, David, Daniel, down to Christ and the 11 apostles, in the early church, to the faithful church, down through the ages, to our time, those that are gone and those even that remain. There are many in our day that have a godly testimony and we can be encouraged in. But there is much reading available of the faithful church down through the ages, whether it's the early church writings. There is not so much down through maybe 500, 600 to 1000 AD, 1200 AD. There's some here and there. The Martyr's Mirror is an excellent source of the learning about faithful witnesses that even gave their life because of their faith. But there's much available through the Reformation times, the 1500s, and from there on. And there truly is very, very much that we can be encouraged in by these examples. So I just want to leave that with you today. I want to encourage you to consider examples of godly people that have gone before us. And also, it can be those that are still living, maybe the old people around us, how they came to the Lord maybe when they were young, how they served the Lord, and the temptations and trials that they faced when they were young, and the victories they got, the convictions they developed, the joys and the sorrows that they went through. I think it is so important and so good that we can learn from others learn from others' temptations, or learn from others' testimonies and trials, and be encouraged by it. Surely we can find much strength when we consider the things others have gone through. And verily, there has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape. Other people before us have had the same temptations, the same battles, and fought unto victory. God having made a way of escape, and he will do that for us also. So may the Lord bless you. May you, again, just consider others that have gone before and be strengthened by that. And have a happy Thanksgiving. God bless you.